Take your holy book. Turn to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter number 7, verse number 36, and said, one of the Pharisees desired him they would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, which he knew that she Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he saith, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? And Simon answered and said, I suppose he that to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman since the time I came in hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loveth much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And he that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And Jesus said unto the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. I won't preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help on this thought. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. As we see this play out in this story, the Bible said that one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. Now, it wasn't that so much that he wanted to eat with Jesus and maybe feed him a little bit. Him being a Pharisee, he probably wanted something that he could use against him. He was trying to maybe get him to slip up that he would have some accusation to use that they could run back and, you know, build a little crown in his thorn for something he could get on Jesus. And here they're preparing to meet to eat this meal where he's supping with him. And if you realize the tradition of the time, they're there and they're leaning back on a couch. Now, back then, they didn't have tables. They pulled chairs up to. They just had a low thing at the close to the floor, and they had couches that they would recline on. And they would lay back on those couches with their head toward the table, you know, where you lay on one side and feed yourself with the other hand. And that's the way they was. That's the way they were inclined there. And then this intruder comes in. Now this Pharisee, he was focused, and all of a sudden this woman intrudes upon him, an uninvited guest. Amen? Doesn't say anywhere where she was invited as well, but Jesus was. And it said this uninvited guest just intrudes on. And not only would she come in as an uninvited guest and an intruder, she was also a person with a vile reputation. Amen? An old sinner exceeding. And she shows up in this place and shows up at this time. Amen. And she came into the place. Said a woman, and behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. She come with a plan and she come with a purpose. She knew who Jesus was. And she knew where Jesus was. Amen? If we ever figure out who Jesus is, and we ever figure out where Jesus is, and we haven't figured how to get to Him, and we ever make it to where He's at, things will be looking up. Our whole life will change and receive different direction when we begin to realize those things. The same things that this woman began to realize, even though she is a sinner. Amen? And she comes and she brings that alabaster box of ointment. Now, an alabaster box of ointment, that alabaster box was a box. It was a translucent stone, if you will. A box that you see, a fragile box. Amen? And she comes and brings that with ointment, and she stood at His feet behind Him. So we see what she, we see this woman, and she comes, and it was easy to get there because as they're reclining at the table, she was could easily just ease up behind the Lord, and she stood there at His feet. And as she stood there at His feet, she began to weep and to cry. Amen. And the Bible says she wept and she cried till the tears run down and they dripped on His feet. And as those, as she was weeping and as the tears began to drip on the Savior's feet, she fell on her knees at His feet and she began to take the hair of her head and began to wipe His feet with the hair on her head. I'm talking about a sinner. I'm talking about a woman of ill repute. I'm talking about somebody had done ungodly things. But I'm glad today that there's a God of heaven who forgives old sinners. Praise God. Ain't good to know that the one we love and the one that saved us by His marvelous grace, He loves old sinners. Amen. As them tears fell upon her, she began to wipe them with her hair. Amen. Praise God. She said she washed his feet with tears and then wiped them with the hairs of her head. And then notice what she does and said, and kissed His feet. Amen. Kiss the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whew. Could you imagine that? You say, preacher, that's nasty. I would never kiss somebody's feet. Praise God, you would if you was the Savior. You would if you'd somebody that you really loved. Amen. She took that alabaster box, broke it open, and anointed His feet with that oil. Amen. Can you see this playing out? As the tears are flowing, the love is overflowing from this woman. Amen. Praise God. Realizing what the Savior, what Jesus can do for her, what He has to offer to her, although He had offered her nothing as of yet. Amen. She just offered her love. But then this old Pharisee. So now when the Pharisee, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself. Now he didn't say anything audible or out loud. He said it inside himself. If you'll notice, Lord Jesus Christ, how many people in the Word of God, and especially in the New Testament, they're speaking inside themselves. They don't say it out loud. They just think it in their heart. And Jesus calls them out on it. Amen. He knows the thought and intent of our hearts. We don't have to say it out loud. Hello? And He said, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, see, he was doubting who Jesus was. Now I want you to notice the contradiction between this woman, this vile woman, this sinner, and this Pharisee who was a religious person who was supposed to know God. Amen? Hey, she come in humility and she fell down at the feet of the Savior, weeping and crying, washing His feet with her tears, wiping it with her hair, and anointing His feet with oil. Now, if you notice, in the anointing, His feet was oil. We see this thing. It was this oil, this alabaster rock, this oil was very valuable. Amen? It's expensive. But she took it and she busted open and she used. Now, was this revenue from her trade? Do we don't know? It doesn't say. I mean, I'm talking about the proceeds of sin. Amen? But she used it, praise God, for God's glory. She made God it as ill gain. But she used it for God's glory to anoint His feet, praise God. She said, I'm sinful and vile and no account. But praise God, what I've got. He said, I'm just going to give it to You. I'm going to anoint Your feet. I'm going to pray and ask You just to bless me and help me. Maybe you got a little forgiveness. This old Pharisee. Amen. Praise God. It could only be opened once. Amen. Praise God. She had all that she had to give.
she brought to him, and she anointed his feet. And this fellow said, if he were a prophet, if this was really a man of God, amen, I just don't see the love in this Pharisee's heart. Amen. That's why I say it seems to me like he's there to get something from the Lord that he can use against him. And boy, this is playing right into his court. He said he would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner. I just wonder how he knew that. Amen. How did he know that? Had he been hanging out downtown with her? Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. And Jesus answered and said unto him. Now, he didn't say this audibly. He didn't say it out loud. But he thought it. And Jesus said, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto you, unto thee. Amen. And he says, Master, say on. And Jesus gave him a parable. And he said, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors, and one owed him 500 pence and the other 50. He said, when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Now get this picture. Jesus said there's a certain creditor which had two debtors. How many people is the Lord dealing with now? Two. Amen. And he said this one, he said owed him 500 pence. That would be about $85 in American today. Amen. And he said the other one owed him 50. It'd be about $8.50. He said one of them owed him $85. The other one owed him $8.50. And said that, praise God, that he just frankly forgave both debts. Both debts. And he said, now which one's going to love him the most? The one that he forgave the most? The $85? Or the one that he forgave $8.50? Amen? I'll just tell you a fact. Praise God, I'd love anybody that'd forgive me a debt of $8.50. But I'm really going to appreciate if they forgive a bigger debt. Amen. And said Simon Ancient, now watch this. This is a whole lot of Baptists today is his answer. And Simon Ancient said, now watch the hesitation here. I suppose, now watch this. He said, I suppose that the logical answer would be, do you see where he's coming from? He said, I suppose that he, to whom forgave the most. Amen. How else would he answer? That was a logical answer. Any other answer would have been crazy. But with the hesitation, he said, well, I guess it's the one that he forgave the most. That, praise God. And then Jesus saith to him, thou hast rightly judged. Amen. He said, you've rightly judged. The one that's been forgiven the most, praise God, will love the most. That's why I love Jesus so much. Because he first loved me. He loved me, praise God, because before the foundation world, even though he knew how sinful we would be, how sinful I would be, he knew what I'd need, praise God. He knew what it'd take to forgive me of my sins, yet he loved me anyway. That's a great big love. Amen. Hey, I have a lot of sins, a lot of sinfulness. You say, do you practice sin? No, I try not to. But sometimes I do those things that's contrary to the Word of God. It makes him sad, breaks his heart. Amen. It breaks his heart. So I thank God, he came and he forgave me of my sins. Praise God. And said, he turned to the woman and he said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? Now watch him bring the focus here, Simon's focus here, to this person. Now Simon's done registered him and that she's a great sinner. Great sinner, a big sinner, big time sinner, chief of sinners, a renowned sinner. He said, seest thou this woman? And he said, yeah, you know, she's right there, I see her. Now look what Jesus says to him. I mean, you talk about a rebuke. He said, I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with oil. What a rebuke. You see, the time and tradition that we're talking about, when you were invited as a guest into someone's house and because the streets were dirty and dusty and they wore sandals, when you was invited into their house, when you entered in, it was a disrespectful thing not to offer them water to wash their feet off as they come in. And he said, Simon, I come into your house. You see this woman here that you say's a sinner? She's an awful, awful person. But I come into your house as a guest, and you didn't even offer me water for my feet. Amen. Praise God. He said, she's washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. That's love. Amen. Praise God. He said, thou gavest me no kiss. It was tradition, amen, when a guest finally come and they made it, that you'd greet them with a little kiss, a little peck on the cheek, to let them know that you're there and you appreciate them coming, and you bet them to come and that they come. He said, you offered me no kiss. Amen. He said, you wouldn't give me water for my feet. You didn't give me a kiss. I showed you respect. I pray God, you're glad to see me. Amen. But she washed my feet with her tears, dried them, rubbed them, cleaned them with her hair, and has not ceased to kiss, quit kissing my feet. Amen. Boy, did you see? Can you see old Simon? He's like, oh me. Man, he was all puffed up like a big old bullfrog. Now he's being deflated. Amen. And the Lord says, my head thou with oil thou didst not anoint. But this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. See, it was also a tradition of the time that when somebody come off the road and they come into your house, you washed their feet and you kissed them and you offered them a perfumed oil. You say, preacher, why would they do that? Because you might smell like a camel. Amen. You've been out in the wilderness, in that arid wilderness, and the dust and the dirt and the sweat. And they would take and offer them a perfumed oil, praise God, to sprinkle upon their head. So if they didn't feel alienated, where they could feel comfortable pulling up to the table. He said, you offered me none of these things. But said, she hath anointed my feet with ointment. Amen? Praise God. Said, Joe, you say she's a sinner exceeding. You ain't said it, but you thought it. Amen. But he said, this woman has showed me true love. Amen. Praise God. Even though she's a sinner, praise his name. And then he said, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. Amen. He didn't deny that she was a sinner. Just like he wouldn't deny that you and I are sinners. Praise God. He said, even though her sins are many, they are forgiven. For she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And then he said, the Bible says, and they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, here we go again. Here we go again. Who is this that forgiveth sins also? They missed the whole parable. They missed the whole speech. Amen. I believe we do the same thing. We miss the whole teaching that Christ was trying to teach. That we're all sinners, praise God. If you're saved, you're a sinner saved by grace. But he said, we're all sinners and we all needed a Savior. He gave his parable and it just right over their heads. And they questioned within themselves again. They didn't say it out loud, but they thought it. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves. It's not only is Simon getting in on it, but these other folks is getting in on it. Said, who is this that forgiveth sins also? Said, who can forgive sin? Jesus can. Amen? Jesus is the only one that can forgive sins. And he told him that he said, thy sins are forgiven. And just so that they would know, praise God, he saith unto the woman, verse number 50, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. But a public declaration to this woman that they thought was a horrific sinner, a sinner of sinners, praise God, a vile and a wicked person, should not even be touching the Savior or anybody else. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, who's going to be the most grateful is the one that's forgiven the most. Amen. He said, you call her a sinner, you ain't offered me nothing. You offered me no water for my feet, no kiss on the cheek, no oil, no kiss, no oil for my feet. But she's no oil for sprinkling. He said, she's offered all those to me. Praise God. And she's forgiven. She's forgiven, praise God. Not only does he tell her, but he makes a public declaration. He declares it to the world that this woman is faith. He said, thy faith has saved thee. He said, it wasn't work, it wasn't what she done to me, but it was the faith in me that she had that saved her. It's the faith that we have in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that helps us to fall in love with Jesus. It's that faith that we have, praise God, that helps us to love Him because He first loved us. It's that faith that, praise God, that faith that helps us to fall in love with Jesus all over again. It causes us, praise God, to recognize who He is. It causes us to forsake our sins. Amen? Because we realize we're a sinner and we confess them. And we ask Jesus to forgive us of them. Amen? Not only that, to crucify our sins. To put them to death. To get away from them. Amen? We confess them and we crucify, mortify the deeds. Get away from our sinfulness. Amen? We begin to look at God's Word and His examples to begin correct our sinfulness. So we can go in a way that's pleasing to God. I mean, that's what falling in love with Jesus causes you to do. Amen. That makes those changes in your life, praise God. You get the Cain Heppets and you don't care. You get the praise in the Lord, amen, and just magnifying His name, and you get wanting to tell everybody everywhere you go about how good Jesus has been to you. How you pray and how He answers your prayers, how He touches you, how He changes your life, how He gives you a different influence, even with your people. Falling in love with Jesus, praise God, it does all these things. Not only that, but a falling in love with Jesus, praise God, you find your place in service. You'll find your place in service, praise God. You'll be like Paul on the road to Damascus. You say, Lord, what can I do for you? Amen. See, Paul fell face and he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Praise God. That's what falling in love with Jesus does. I mean, we recognize what He's done for us, praise God, and we want to give something back. Amen. We fall in love with Him. We want to do something for Him. Amen. You get the where, whens, and the what, when, and the where's. You say, what can I do for you, Lord? You say, when can I do it? Amen? We don't want to put it off till some other time, praise God. We want to get in and do it while we can. The devil's biggest lie is just wait. You don't have to be in no hurry. You can do that, you know, later on. And let me tell you, he'll tell you that as a young person. Amen? Adam, the devil will tell you, you don't have to be in no hurry to serve the Lord. You can do it later. Amen? Then you wake up the next week and you're as old as me and Jeff and you slow down. You can't do what you want to do. Amen. Praise God. Hey, do it while you can, while you're young. Get out there and put forth effort. Praise God. Do all that we do for the glory of God. You say, preacher, there ain't so much that you got to do in the world today. Yeah, we've got to serve Him first. He said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all these other things, He said, shall be added to you. So God, take care of them. Our children are failing. Our people are failing. Our families are failing today because we're not loving Jesus first. Amen. We're not falling in love with Him and staying in love with Him. We get have a little emotional stir, and we, you know, we say that we're saved, but it's fleeting. But if we've truly been born again, praise God, that love ought to continue to grow. We ought to nurture it, amen. And we do that when we begin to ask Him what we can do for Him. We begin to ask Him when we can do it. Amen. Go ahead and start opening the doors and help us to walk in. Amen. Be asking where, Lord? Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to do? Amen. Which house in the church family do I need to visit? Encourage them to get back in. Amen. Folks is falling by the wayside. And it seems like when you call, check them, everybody's got an excuse. Amen. Got an excuse. We've got to remember, we got to put Him first. And He takes care of everything else, the aspects of life. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus, it changed her life forever. It brought her to where He was. It brought her to His feet, praise God. And she began to reciprocate that love that she knew was radiating from Him. Amen. The radiating love of Christ. The what, the when, the where. But then you have what it calls you to do, praise God. It calls you to follow the Savior. Amen. She went to where He was. She heard where He was, and she got as close to Him as she could. That's why He needs to be real at the house of the Lord. Amen. He needs to be real here, real in your heart and your mind. Or when we come together, we worship Him in spirit and truth, and other people want to come and get in on that. Because He's real tonight, youngins. He's real. He's alive. Praise God. He's vibrant in our hearts, our minds. If we come seeking Him, we'll find Him. If we seek Him early with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, we got to put a little effort into it. And you'll find the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He'll magnify Himself in so many ways. You can't help but see Him and notice Him. The goodness of a holy God. Amen. Praise God. We'll follow the Savior. We'll follow Him openly. Amen. Openly. Hey, we won't care who knows us. Say, I'm a following Jesus. I'm walking with the Lord. I'm trying to live a Christian life. Amen. Hey, I'm doing my best. Hey, I want everybody to know it. I start saying, I don't care who knows it. I want everybody to know it. I love Jesus because He loved me. Because He saved my soul from the devil's hell. I don't have to worry about dying and going to hell. I don't have to worry about burning up. Amen. I've been saved, praise God, by the Lord Jesus Christ. Appointed a time and a place, I'll be with Him forever. Amen. That calls us to follow Him, calls us to be openly following the Lord Jesus Christ. Calls us to be overjoyed, praise God, by His presence in our life. I'm excited about it. Amen. Everywhere I go, there He is. I don't have to, we don't have to look far to find Him. He ought to be there and He ought to be present. Amen, all the time. That's falling in love with Jesus. When we fall in love with Him, we come to where He's at. Amen. We see Him as He is. We see Him openly with joy. Praise God. And we not only see Him openly and with joy, overjoyed to see Him, but we see Him often and always. And then we see Him often in our lives, praise God. We see His presence as some have already testified this evening. We pray and praise God. We acknowledge it that God is God and the Lord Jesus Christ is the Christ of heaven. And He's our Lord and our Savior. And He's our advocate with the Father. And we cry out to Him. And we take our supplications to Him. And He hears and He answers our prayers. The sis said a while ago, sometimes even while we're praying, He's answering. Amen. It's amazing when you pray and you talk to Him. I mean, you enter into the portals of glory. You enter the throne room of grace. And you find that grace to help in times of trouble. And all of a sudden, there's that deep settled peace that comes into your soul. Amen. We're trying to find that peace with drugs and alcohol and sex and everything this world has to have. And people's never finding it. And it's here. It's so simple if we just love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That falling in love with Him changes everything, every aspect of your life. It gives you that hope and plan and a purpose. Praise God. And we should seek Him early, follow Him early, and stay with Him always. Because He's promised to always stay with us. He's not going to leave us or forsake us when times get hard. But praise God, when things start getting tough, that's when he gets, when he moves in there closer. When he undergirds us, praise God, with them great big loving arms of grace and mercy and love, pulls us unto himself and holds us up close. Amen. Boy, what a God we serve. He just gets bigger and better all the time. Amen. I'm talking about falling in love with Jesus. This lady left, and praise God, when she headed to the Pharisee's house, she was expecting to see the Lord. She had heard about who he was, heard about what he could do, believed in who he said he was. Amen. And she went in, praise God. And when she got there, she began to weep and to cry. Amen. Because she was a sinner. Amen. Just like every one of us, just old sinners. Began to weep and cry because of our sinfulness. Amen. And just began to wipe his feet with her hair. Praise God. Kiss his feet with her lips. Praising him. Worshiping him. Anointing him with that oil. Praise God. Out of that translucent alabaster box that she busted open. Amen. Praise the Lord to just pour it all out for him. Pour it all out to him. Because all that he had done for her. Think about what the Lord's done for you today. What the Lord's done for me. For us. All that he's given us. You say, preacher, what did he give? He gave us his all. He gave us everything that he had to give. He didn't hold nothing back. He left the portals of glory, came and was born as the Son of God, took upon himself flesh like us, amen, became sinful flesh, came as took sin upon himself, hung on an old cross of Calvary, was beat and mauled and spit upon, and he done it all for you, amen. He loved us. And we ought to be falling in love with Jesus. We ought to be loving Him, praise God, because of what He's already done for us. And He's not finished yet. Even after all that, praise God, He said, I'm going to go make a place for you. He said, if I go make that place, I'm going to come and get you. So I'm going to have you come be with me where I am. And boy, that's where we get to spend eternity. Amen. Falling in love with Jesus, praise God, it ought to be the priority in our life. He said, well, preacher, I've got to put my wife and family first. That's messed up. You put Jesus first, you fall in love with Him, and He'll help you to love your wife and children. He'll help you love your family and your loved ones, your mamas and daddies, praise God. He'll help you to love your neighbor as yourself, or your neighbor like He loved us. When we fall in love with Jesus, He makes a difference. I wonder myself, I wonder what happened to old Simon. I wonder if he got a hold of his heart. It never says in here that Simon come to him and said, Lord, I get it now. Amen. Because you love me, you forgive me. Amen. Because you loved her, you forgave her. Because the Lord loves us, He forgives us. That's what He does. And so we should be falling in love with Him because He first loved us. Amen. We should love our first love. Praise God. Because it's a satisfactory love. It's a love that'll make a difference. Praise God. Ain't you glad He loves you? Ain't you glad He allows us to come love on Him? Even though we're sinners. Amen. Every one of us, just old sinners, saved by grace. But Jesus allows us to come and love on Him. He wants us to. Amen. And we ought to want to. It's that makes all the difference when we begin to love on Him because He first loved us. We love Him back. That reciprocal love that we have to give to our Savior.